Oh, hey, Sam. How you doing?
I am a sleepy boy.
Oh, aren't we all?
I about an hour ago, made myself a coffee.
Yep.
I put 2 scoops of ice cream in it. So, the sugar and just, like, black coffee theoretically has woken me up. I say theoretically because I've never felt tired.
I was going to say...
Except when I was watching the movie Dune.
But
before we get on that, Cal, we have other matters to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I really love the latest episode of BTM.
You do? Or is this a tweet that you're reading?
No. I really like the latest episode of Before the Movies.
Why?
It's good. Have you not listened to it?
I mean, are you on it? Is that the joke? Am I missing an episode here? Because the last one I recorded with Bob was... it's so fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you mean?
The one you released after that. The one you released after that, Cal.
What's the one I released after that?
You go have a look at the one you released after that.
Well, hang on. Fuck, I mean, maybe this is something you should have told me to prepare for.
Or I'll get you on air, baby!
God damn it. This is going to take a sec.
I'll truncate silence, but that won't work because I'm now currently talking over it.
Correct.
I'm going to have a little sippy out of my sippy water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Stay hydrated out there, kid.
What the fuck is our podcast called again, Before the Movies? Where even is it?
You not subscribed to your own podcast just to check when episodes go up?
I'm absolutely subscribed to my podcast. I just can't see it here. There it is. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, Bob. Oh, I feel bad. Fuck, of course Bob doesn't tell me. I assume he explains the backstory on this because I can't... I don't have 27 minutes to listen to this and talk about Dune.
No, but you should maybe listen just to the opening. Like, I mean, the opening's the good stuff, but, you know, you listen to that later.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, listen to it now. Listen to it now? Why not?
All right, I'm
listen
clicking play.
Why not? Well, everyone can give it a little old listen.
God damn it. God damn it. You've gotten all the details wrong.
I just really like how Cal you are in that episode, Cal.
Fuck's sake. I knew I called it. I knew that you were on it as soon as you fucking gave a shit. You fuck.
Very funny. Yeah, literally, we recorded that while you were sleeping.
Yeah, fair enough. That day.
Because Bob was like, hey, Sam, what are you doing right now? Because Cal has betrayed me.
Look, you could remove all other factors about Bob, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way this man manages to milk content out of utter nothingness.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Like, actual nothing can happen, and he can turn that into a podcast episode. That's why we pay him the big bucks. That's why he's part of the of teamvideoshop.com.au.
Yeah, we have a website, don't we? I don't remember the last time I checked in on that. I assume it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Anyway, should we talk about tweets rather than just, you know, plugging out the other show?
Sure.
Yep. Now that we're 4 minutes into this,
yeah,
go listen to the latest episode of Before the Movies if you haven't already. It's good. I thought Cal did a really great job in that episode. In fact, I think it's the best episode of Before the Movies Cal's ever recorded.
God damn it.
Jess underscore Brown at Hello. Jelly Who Lock has tweeted us.
that fucking handle. Sorry, I'll get over it one day. I won't.
I was worried about spoilers, but thankfully you guys somehow told me everything and nothing for Venom. I can only be arsed with it because the MCU has my wallet in its grips.
It absolutely does at this point.
100%. 100%. And in all honesty, there's not much to spoil in Venom.
No, because all the things like, you think are going to happen either happen or explicitly don't happen.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's the worst possible way I could have put that.
But it's accurate.
It's accurate.
It's just like, it's like you go on a roller coaster not for the surprises of the roller coaster.
Mm. You go on the roller coaster for the
Yeah, the experience of being on the roller coaster. And that's kind of like Venom 2. Hmm. We got another tweet from Jelly Hulock,
mm-hmm.
Jess. I'm going to call you Jess underscore Brown.
Please. It's so distracting.
Can't wait to hear your thoughts on the new Doctor Who, as I have no clue how to feel about it. All our thoughts were on the last week's episode. I think I was pretty soft on it. Upon reflection, I think I was kind of like, because the bits that I liked in it, I really did like.
Yeah, some
I
of the really bits were really liked cool.
that stuff. So I was like, that stuff was really good, and I enjoyed watching it.
Mm.
But then, and I think I was also reacting because, you know, Doctor Who's the haters really fucking hate it. And I'm like, some of this hate is really harsh and over the top, I think.
Mm.
But, you know, think what you like too. I don't really care. We got more tweets about Doctor Who from Riley is good.
Hi, Riley.
Riley says, love learning that the Grand Serpent, who just got shoved through a Monsters, Inc. door at the end,
mm-hmm.
was maybe this old guy in Old Who. And it's, do you remember the episode of Old Who with the giant snake? I think that's this one. And it, like, possesses Tegan
oh. in the
Fifth Doctor's era.
Yeah, I do remember I think Tegan that's being what, possessed.
I think that's what this giant snake is and what this dude is. I mean, I accept that. Who cares? Sure, why not?
Sure, okay, but just recontextualizing him as modern-day, explicitly not far-future human dictator man, like, does that make that episode better? Probably not. I mean, I might go back and watch it. I really like Fifth Doctor. I think
probably nothing will make that episode of Old Who better.
So much Old Who is that. It's like just dumb yeah. shit that I don't care about. And it's yeah. the main reason I haven't gone back to watch it. Because at this point, I've watched Fifth... Like, basically, yeah, Fifth Doctor onwards. So, and I've seen little bits of everything else.
Here's the thing, though. For me, the best era of Doctor Who's John Pertwee through to the end of Peter Davidson. Like, it dips in quality with Colin Baker. And some of it's good, some of it's bad. I like later Sylvester McCoy.
Yeah.
But, like, John Pertwee's got just... It's like banger after banger. And then Tom Baker, too, is just banger after banger for the most part.
Yeah. And the fact that I haven't seen much of the Tom Baker era is pretty egregious as a...
It is very
Doctor Who fan.
John Pertwee literally has a car that like flies. I'm like, it's gold.
And I'm 99% sure he's the voice of the spotty man from Super Ted, which is one of my favorite cartoons.
I think he is. Yeah. Anyway, Riley has another tweet that says there are a lot of dumb plot holes and contradictions at things that don't make sense in this season, and that's how you know you're watching Doctor Who, baby. Accurate.
Get spot out on.
Doc, but also watch any era of Doctor Who, man, and it's contradictory.
No, again, the Russell T Davies era was airtight, my man.
I really loved how when you created a paradox, giant demons appeared and then ate everything.
Except when
just that one time. No, yeah, just that once. Once. And then every other time there's a paradox. Like with the literal paradox machine the Master created.
Yeah, but I assume that that paradox machine just kept the demons at bay.
Is that all it was?
Well...
And then
clearly
but then when John Barrowman shot it, shouldn't that have just let all the demons in and then they ate everything?
That would have been a way better ending.
It would have been so good if they like at the end of that the demons show up and they're fighting the humans from the future. Sick. Well, but also, how does that cleanse they eat everything to cleanse that bit of time? I'm like, how does that isn't this more paradoxes?
Well, I assume it creates a branching timeline and there's a version of reality where that didn't happen. But that's explicitly not how it works in Doctor Who.
Not once. It never worked that way before. It never works that way again.
Yeah. Doctor Who is always one consistent timeline.
And it's like when you... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Doctor if you Who, go yeah, back and change it back to the futures in itself and has always been that way.
You just can't.
Yeah.
It's like you just can't.
Because as soon as you do branching timelines, then you're basically creating multiverse. And the TARDIS specifically doesn't... do multiverse shit.
Yeah. Yep. The next tweet from Riley's Good says, Chibnall spent way too much of this season being like, by the way, this conflict is the biggest thing ever. It's bigger than the Time War. My dick is way bigger than Moffat and Davis's.
Yep. But I don't think that's what they were trying to do.
It comes across that way, but I tend to agree. I don't think Chibnall was trying to...
It's one-upmanship that came from everything else. Like, one-upping Moffat in the next season. Like, getting bigger.
It's a long tradition of Doctor Who of trying to be bigger. And the writers did that to themselves. Like, the end of time was such a big deal.
Mm.
And it sucks. Yeah. I hate the end of time. It's bad. Yeah. I know people like it, but it's not... The Master's like a weird Skeletor dude.
At the time, it was an experience.
It was, but it's bad.
Well, it's going to be like when people go back and watch Endgame and go, look, this is just objectively a worse movie than Infinity War, and we just have to acknowledge that.
Yes, but... I think Endgame is pretty good, eh?
Totally. Like, Endgame is fine. Like, when that's the worst example I can think of in Marvel.
Speaking of, you know, it's funny we mentioned the end of time. Riley has another tweet that says, the Doctor's mum came back and immediately died, so I guess we'll never know who this woman is. Screenshot of the woman from the end of time.
But the woman from the end of time was not ever explicitly said to be the Doctor's mother.
Well, and I assume
there was just some meaningful eye contact there.
As part of the lie, right? Mm. Like, they regenerated the Doctor into a baby and then raised the Doctor again with none of the Doctor's memories. So I assume they had, like, you know, the Doctor had like an adopted mother and father, maybe.
Well, also because they used a fob watch. John Smith had memories of growing up and going to university and being a kid, so. You can implant fake memories while wiping old ones.
True. And for all we know, this was the Doctor's second grade math teacher.
For all we know, it's just a woman who looked at him funny, so he looked at her funny.
And he was like, what are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, like, I'm busy, lady.
I think RTD did say this is meant to be his mum.
That's how he...
But also, maybe they're the same character. Maybe she regenerated into the version we see in the Chibnall era.
Remember when Rassilon had the Infinity Gauntlet? That was cool.
Yeah, and remember that time he came back and it was weak sauce and Moffat destroyed his own legacy?
And Peter Capaldi just, like, kicks him out.
Said fuck off.
Yeah, just
you could have had a whole season about the return of Gallifrey and the Doctor, like... I know this isn't what Doctor Who is, but the real answer to making Doctor Who bigger isn't to have bigger universe-ending events, bigger every season. Space is broken! Time's broken now!
Yeah.
Oh no, the Doctor's dying! Which we're doing again.
Again.
Do the Doctor... Like, they should have done a season where the Doctor, like, is trying to make Gallifrey better. Gallifrey's back. Okay, so Doctor's got to undo all the Time War shit. He's got to deal with Rassilon. Give us a season of, like, Time Lord drama... Because I know that's not what Doctor Who is, but make it that for a season. That's what's good about Doctor Who.
But, like, do a three-episode arc, or even just a two-parter, that is, like, where, like, me and all my buddies are setting up Gallifrey to be better, and this is our plan to overthrow Rassilon so we can make that happen. Also, Rassilon's got the Infinity Gauntlet and a whole bunch of shit, and Rassilon has some, like, backup plans... And we'll hit the release all the Daleks button if it means keeping power.
Well, and, you know, Moffat had the Doctor go to that university and be the professor teacher there, which I thought was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the Doctor Who thing of going all over the place. Yeah. I think they're afraid of locating the Doctor in a place. Do we remember when I was talking about how John Pertwee had one of the best eras?
Mm.
His era was so interesting to watch. Because for budgetary reasons, they just shot in the one location. You didn't see the TARDIS console room for like three seasons. No, it's not quite that long. Like two seasons.
Mm.
Nearly.
And like, fair enough, it's a sci-fi show. You want to do that. But we've got vortex manipulators and shit now.
It also led to interesting stories, though. Because it was like, okay, the Doctor's fighting, like, you know... weekly invasions. Yeah. It was cool and interesting.
Yeah.
And even though it was all Earth-based, like, it gave a reason for why we were constantly on Earth.
Mm. As a mirror to the John Pertwee era of, like, just having him basically stranded on Gallifrey, he can get off, but he can only... He's got to do it with vortex manipulators and teleporters and spaceships rather than...
And he's got TARDIS. To undo... He's got to undo the Time Lord War Room and,
yeah,
you know, make sure Gallifrey's return to the universe is not fucked. Not just go there to resurrect Clara. Moffat! Yeah. Moffat!
Nobody cares about Clara. Moffat,
no! Anyway, another tweet from Ra. We got two more tweets, and we're so far into this episode.
Dude, we're like nearly 20 minutes in.
Yeah. Maybe I should have, you know, screened some of these, but who
it's
cares?
Fine. Just cut.
This is the last tweet that I'm going to read. Riley says, Yaz wants the Doctor so bad, and if they don't kiss in the New Year's special at midnight, I will continue saying Chibnall has fucked it. Fair enough. Yep.
I mean, sure, like, I don't like kissy doctors in general, and I think that it would be relatively against the 13th Doctor's character to...
I would love Yaz to kiss the Doctor and the Doctor just have no idea what to do.
Yeah, be, like into it, but just be, like when, completely like when unable to handle it.
Yeah, exactly. Like when Matt Smith got kissed, because he always seemed to enjoy kissing, but was like... Like, they'd kiss and he'd be like, oh, this is fun and exciting. Where do I put my hands?
Yeah. Well, and like,
make it like that.
Like, because the 13th Doctor's all, like, playing coy about asking them to join them, like, to join them on the TARDIS or everything. Like, she's, like, particularly socially awkward. So having like, a kiss be, like, sort of thrust upon them. I mean, there's a whole other level of problematic nonsense there. But I think that, like, that's the only way I think that could go down. Yaz has to basically kiss her.
Yeah, and I'm down with that. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Sure. Yeah, I'm also not a fan of the kissy doctors, but I'm like, there hasn't been enough kissing lately. Peter Capaldi didn't have many kisses. I think he kissed River in that one. I will say, that River, I rewatched that River Christmas special.
Yeah.
So good. That was a really nice send-off for River Song, I think. Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't remember it at all.
I don't remember it. I didn't remember it particularly fondly, but I rewatched it and it's really fun.
Because I think there was like a long... There was a gap between that and the next season, I think. I think it was another one of their frequent hiatus-i.
Yeah, it was. Because the one before that was the like, I'm in New York and there's a Superman, which was also a pretty fun episode.
Yeah. And like that actor's really good. He's
and it was immediately post Clara, so that's great. All right, Cal, I think that's the whole episode.
Cool. We don't have time for Dune. See you next week. We'll not talk about Dune again.
Ah,
just kidding. Play the music.
Boo.
Podcast about what you're watching, maybe. I'm your host, Cal.
I'm your other host, Sam, and today we are watching... No, we're talking about Dune.
No, we're doing a commentary.
We're talking about Dune, and we're talking about Dune Part 1.
Not at all.
Spoilers for Dune, the story that's like a million years old, and for Dune Part 1, which is also a story that's a million years old.
Spoilers for Star Wars, but somehow even more boring.
I took a couple of micro naps through both movies. I will be honest. Shall we start with the original Dune?
Sure, we usually do start with the old one, but I think I'm probably going to go back and forth a fair bit on these.
I think we are. I think we are. Because like the original one's fucking awful.
Look, but right, the newer one is almost a scene for scene remake.
There are some scenes that are identical.
Identical.
But that's what makes the old one... I watched the old one after the new one.
Same.
And it made those scenes in the old one. I'm like, oh, this is exactly like that scene, but it looks like it was made by me 10 years ago.
And look, it is an old movie,
But it's... Yeah. But 1983, like, when was Aliens? I feel like Aliens was in, like, 1983.
Dude, I don't know. Let's find out.
Aliens movie was 1986. Alien was 79.
79, yeah. Fuck. And then... Yeah. And look, that had a much smaller scope than all of this.
1984. Aliens... Yeah. Aliens is only 2 years newer than this movie. And I know they're different, but also...
Some of Aliens looks
way better. But I will say... Hmm. I liked the design of the worms more in the old one.
Okay, interesting.
They reminded me of the graboids from Tremors.
Well, yeah, Tremors is like the idea of big sandworms is.
Don't know what you're talking about.
It's probably a reference to Dune.
What's Dune?
I don't know, man.
Big sandworm. What are you talking about?
Something
Cal?
Dumb.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
God damn it! So. This series inevitably, like, brings a bunch of people out of the woodwork who go, actually, everything's based on this, and therefore it's good, which is exactly the thing I hate
the thing
about
you hate,
Star
yeah.
Wars. And then well, Star Wars is just based on this all along, and it's like, fuck you people, you were wronger than you even thought you were.
It's like... Yeah, everything's either based on this or John Carter of Mars or like it's all
from
those
like ancestors,
foundation even. They're all from those like those old novels, man.
Yeah.
I haven't read them. I like the cover for Dune.
Fair enough.
the current cover edition's really cool. I like the design on it. It's pretty sick.
This first movie is about half an hour? No. Is it a half hour or a full hour shorter than the new one? I can't remember. But I'm pretty sure the second one goes for 2.5 hours. Like, the new one goes for 2.5 hours, and the old one goes for an hour and a half. No, it goes for 2 hours.
So Dune's 2.5 hours, and Dune, the old one, is 2 hours and, like, 17 minutes.
Yeah, so including credits, it's like... Yeah, so cutting the credits off, it's like 2 hours. So like,
in saying that, the character work in the new one's much better. It looks and atmospherically is much better.
Look, the aesthetics of the new one are on point. They look very, very good. The characterization in both of them are terrible.
You reckon? I like the characters in the new one.
Which one?
I like Paul.
Why?
I was talking to James because I went to see with James in IMAX, and he's like, they've all got such cool characters, like Idaho, and I'm like, and then literally we're standing next to a poster, I'm like, James, that character's name's Paul, the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean they've all got cool, interesting names?
Well, I mean, because he has a biblical name, because he's a messianic figure and fucking hell.
I did really like the bit where Luke learned that he had magic power. I mean, Paul learned he had magic powers. And when he went to the desert to rescue a droid. I mean, he went to the desert to rescue something.
I like the part where Rey had to, like, was put on the spot and had to use the force suggestion powers. I mean, when Paul was on the ship and had to use the voice suggestion powers.
Fuck. Speaking of Idaho, Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
He's, like, fighting this whole room of dudes.
I mean...
He's fighting this whole room of dudes, and I'm like, this whole room of dudes.
Yeah.
And he's killing. I'm like, cool. And he's going to die. Like, we know that because, you know, Timothy Clement Paul had a vision of the future.
Yeah.
But I'm like, doesn't his mum have the power to control them? Can't she just say, oi, fuck off? And they will.
Look.
Did I miss a thing? Is this like an it only works on the weak minds kind of deal?
I mean, I assume so, yes. But also. No. I don't know. Because, like...
Oh, man. The funny thing is, watching the old one actually cleared some details up for me about the first one. About the new one. And I don't know if it's just those were the bits I snapped through.
Maybe. The first... Like, the old one does, like, lay things out a lot more clearly. It's like, scene one... This is the Atreides house. This is the Harkonnen house.
But it's fucking awful. I hate
it.
But it's like, all right. So I know the plot of the movie now. Do I need to watch it?
Do I need to watch this still? Or
Because one thing I will give to New Dune is I did really love how it's just like, this is all the stuff happening, and we're going to just show you, like, it was all show, don't tell. A little bit more tell would have been nice, but it was all show, don't tell, and I'm like, that's cool.
But it was still so dense, and there was plenty of telling, but there were, like... Every little scene had to show you some aspect of this universe just constantly. Yeah,
almost too much world building. Like, whilst the old one is like, the old one's like, I'm gonna, like, it's constant exposition, but I still don't understand what's happening.
Well, and let's characterize some characters, like the bad guy, who's just super gross.
He's gross.
It's all gross. It's like all the entire gross. Movie is really, really gross.
I wonder who the bad guys are. Are they the hot people, or are they the hot straight people, or are they the ugly gays?
Look. That being said, Sting,
terrible character work. Oh my god. For the record, obviously, I do not think being gay is evil, but this movie's like the movie. You know, it's that stereotype. It's a film thing where, you know, like Rope, the movie Rope, which I'm not a fan of, by Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah, anyway, okay. I won't get into it. Yes, Sting in his metal Speedo.
Yeah,
gold, golden. Mm. He was very golden. Greasy, in fact.
Everyone did was so have, greasy.
Did he have a single line of dialogue?
Oh, yeah. Also, yeah, he also, said he was really unhappy about letting one of the good guys live.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sting. Oh, come on, don't feel so bad. Also, you have to milk this cat every day for the antidote to the venom that's constantly living inside you.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Yeah, it was just unnecessarily gross.
It was so gross.
And then we see the child grow, like, the fetus in a big... Like,
yeah, what the fuck? What does this add?
Like, the navigator was gross enough, the big fucking the gross vagina mouth thing. Yeah, fuck, man. If it looked like a vagina, it would have been fine. The fact that it's constantly, like, opening different flaps in different combinations and farting out, like, weird orange gas.
Yeah, they were absent from the. Human eyes. They were absent from the new movie, and was pleased. Mm. Very to retroactively pleased about that. Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah.
It really did feel like, though, the old movie got to the point where, like, the new movie got to.
Yes.
And then just did a montage. And
man,
then
apparently, like, that's a huge, because they montage through all the fighting. All the war, all the rebellion, and all the romance.
The Emperor.
There's voiceover that goes, and their love blossomed, and that's it. Do they share another? Do they share another moment on screen together?
I'm pretty sure
I don't
she
think
says
they do.
Two things in that whole bloody thing. So I hope that Zendaya gets more of a chance to perform here.
Well, she's gonna have another whole movie, even though. But also, like, I swear to God, every time he had, like, a vision, I'm like, I swear to fucking God, if it's Zendaya again.
Yeah.
Like, I love Zendaya as much as the next person. But I get it, bro. You're thirsty for Zendaya, and that's cool, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like, that is
it's all
a totally
every...
fine thing to be.
Yes, it is.
But be anything else for a bit? Maybe?
Well, it's like, and they're all shots of her just looking wistfully over her shoulder.
Yeah, like she's on some kind of Christian rock album cover.
Yes, exactly like that. Oh, God. I mean...
And then we know nothing about her character, because we spent time characterizing the guy who Paul just kills.
Yeah, I was confused about that. I like that fight, and I like that, like, they've, you know, they live in a world where everyone's got these, like, personal shields. So you have to use knives.
Yeah.
I do have to say, and this might be a controversial opinion.
Yeah.
The shields in the new one were better than the shields in the old one.
Whoa. You didn't like Minecraft shields? I fucking loved Minecraft shields.
I could not tell what the fuck was happening.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you could see the people through them, that would have been fine.
They made it to, what's the word?
Shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, shit is a good one. Also, I couldn't hear them.
Also, Patrick Stewart was was Thanos in this one.
Patrick Stewart was there.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was fun. apparently, David... Who directed the first one? It was David Finch, right?
Yes, yes.
Apparently, his original cut was 5 hours.
Release the Fincher cut.
People
this
legit,
an injustice.
People legit are asking for it. But obviously,
no.
The studio is not going to release a 5-hour movie. You should have just done two movies.
Or,
like,
right?
Yeah. Or
don't.
Just don't release it at all. Don't release the movie.
Like,
put it in the bin.
I've got no problem with Dune as a story. At least as far as I can tell, it seems to be pretty compelling. Really, inspirational to a whole lot of other people. Paul's a shit character, though, isn't he?
Like, I didn't mind Paul in either of these.
He's even shitter than Luke. And I'm not a huge fan of Luke.
I found him actually pretty compelling in both movies, weirdly.
I don't understand why.
Until he became the Messiah. I found that boring.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the thing. So, I liked him as a character, like, you know, because he's like... He's a pretty generic, like, you know, he's an archetype that has become very common. You know, he's the child to a, you know, a rich person. But I really liked in the new one in particular, the relationship between him and his dad. Sorry, in the new one, not in the original. In the new one. I really liked him and Oscar Isaac, the way they... Because they had a really, like, supportive...
I didn't even realize it was Oscar Isaac.
Really?
Like, it had to be pointed out to me at the end. Like, when I saw the credits, I was like, oh, shit. That, he sunk into that role. He was really good.
Yeah. I really liked their relationship because it felt like it felt like they had a good relationship, which you don't, father sons rarely do in that kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Game of Thrones. I mean,
or
I know.
Star Wars.
Or Star Wars. What are you talking about? Darth Vader and Luke are totally fine.
I mean, they patch it up at the end. That's the main thing. But yeah, good father figures in a lot of these movies are, like, pretty hard to come by. And I guess this is because it comes from the past. Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know.
And he dies. I was pretty upset that Baron survived.
Yeah, it makes more sense for how he survives in the new one than the old one.
Yeah, although... Yeah, it does. Well, in the old one, it's just, like, the Baron, like... Not the Baron, the Duke... hallucinates that it's him.
Yeah, but it's actually the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, but... I had to have James explain to me what the people with the things on their lips were.
I mean, they explain it in the old movie.
Did they?
Yeah, they talk about how, like...
Probably fell asleep.
You'll know these people who drink this, like, spice concoction because their lips will be stained red.
Yeah.
And then they have another scene where a guy with red stained lips is like... chants this incantation about how the spice gives him powers, and then the powers become a stain, and the stain becomes a warning, and the warning is this. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what all that's about, but apparently those people are people who are trained as computers.
Yeah, yeah. Because they've...
before a fear of technology.
Because before the movies happened, there was an apocalyptic war with droids.
Yeah. Because... Man, poor humans always come out on top of that. And I'm like, no way. The droids win, right?
Nah. Especially, like, because with droids in particular, as in androids, as in anthropomorphic robots, they've got all the same weaknesses as people, in theory. Especially with the old interpretation of how those things would have worked.
But humanity's losing to an army of R2-D2s, aren't they?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't think they're just, like... jump on your ship.
I mean,
okay.
R2-D2s
aren't
exactly Daleks, are they?
No, but R2-D2's killed more people on screen than I think any Dalek has.
Wow.
Just saying, man.
Take that, Daleks. I don't care if you hollowed out the entire Earth and flew it around like a fucking Death Star.
They failed, though. That was the point. Because they're shit. R2-D2 successfully crashed two Star Destroyers together, killing everyone on board.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty sure that happened in Rebels or Clone Wars.
Probably, man. But yeah, like that concept is kind of cool. Is
Foundation
specifically...
has the same thing.
It well, I mean,
which is also a show which I quite enjoy. Yeah, I don't know. We're talking a lot of smack, but I quite enjoyed the new Dune, except for the bits I slept through, and I only slept through bits at the beginning when I was bored.
This is the problem, though. Like, really cool setting, really cool aesthetics, not very much going on under the hood. I don't think, as far as like I just don't care about Paul. I don't care about Jessica. I don't care about Idaho. I don't care about fucking Thanos. I don't care about Zendaya. Like, I know that all these characters are there, and I know that they're supposed to be important, but I really don't give a fuck if they succeed.
I like the mum and son dynamic too. Like, I like the parental dynamics in all of it, and I like the way they, like, I liked all them. I was sad when Oscar Isaac died. The thing I'm worried about is, because I've now seen what the second half of this is likely to be, I think it's going to be bad. I'm not going to lie. I don't like Messiah stories.
Well, like, because like the vibe I got from watching the second half, like the old movie, is that
I nearly stopped when they got up to the point of the new one. I'm like, I might just stop here.
Yeah, look, honestly, I wouldn't have blamed you to just be like, I'm just not going to spoil then I the would next have, movie.
Then I would have missed Sting in his metal speedo.
You would have, and you would have missed Paul just killing him.
Oh, does he? Okay, I slept through that. I don't remember. I fell asleep at the end. I honestly missed the whole ending. Like, I blinked, closed my eyes, and then I opened them again. And the Emperor was on Dune.
Okay, so, as far as I'm aware, yeah, so like, the Emperor lands on Dune, because he comes to, like, tell off the Harkonnen Baron, because he's fucked up so badly, and can't handle this whole fucking Messiah situation. And then the Messiah shows up with all his followers and goes, fucking suck my ass, Emperor. I'm the fucking God Emperor now. Fuck you. And then they go, well, yeah, but no, though. And then Sting fights him. He beats Sting. And then he goes, yeah, see, I totally am God Emperor, though. And then the credits roll.
Oh, maybe I woke up when he, like, screamed down at Sting and broke his, like, his chest in half. Did that happen?
I think he just sort of slid a knife in and, like, twists it. Like, there's a pretty... I think it's relatively brutal but bloodless.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's bloodless, but... Which is ironic that the big kill at the end's bloodless.
Because it's done by, like, the good boy.
Well, and considering... No, but it's... Well, yeah, but considering, like, the hand shit at the start in the box...
Yeah, so fucked, man. And then, like, the hallucination of his dad dying, where, like, the same skin peeling effect is used on the guy's face.
Yeah, gross. Well, so much gross stuff in that movie. Bad movie.
Unnecessarily gross. And then,
yeah,
like, the little sister, they just send her in against the Emperor.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal with that was.
Well, and then she inherited all the knowledge and memories of all the previous religious mothers. Like, leaders.
Right.
So she's got the mind. She's secretly thousands of years old.
I see.
Yeah, and then she just turns up and, like, psychic powers everybody into just fucking being her little bitch. And it's like, God damn it, I thought Paul was bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, on one hand, I liked the new Dune. On the other hand, the old one is just so weird and fucked, and I didn't like it.
And I just...
I'm not sure if part... I also, like I said, I saw it in IMAX, and I was probably falling asleep at the start, because it was giving me a headache, because, like, it would keep switching between widescreen and IMAX size.
Yeah.
As those tend to do, and I'm usually fine with it, and usually it's in sections, you know? Like, a certain section will be big, then small. But, yeah, for some reason, it cut different like shots in the same scene would cut between big and small.
That's weird.
People criticize the Dark Knight Rises, I think, of doing that too. And I get it, like, they wanted to cut out for any shot of a big vista, but it's like a big vista, and then he's looking through binoculars, so we cut back to the widescreen, and I'm like, oh god, giving me a headache.
Just pick one or the other.
But then the later scenes with, like, the worm and, you know, when they were in the desert, that was all in IMAX, and that was all pretty amazing looking.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a bit more sort of, like, interactions with Paul and his mum, and and establishing how the Fremen culture works in the new one compared to the old one, which, you know, good, because it's a whole fucking half hour longer, so you'd want to fit some more shit in there.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, by the time they meet the Fremens in the old one, it is basically just like, oh, BT dubs, we have all the water.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And you have your sound guns, so let's take on the Emperor. Like, the whole thing of like, oh, we're going to teach the Fremen how to fight with our sound weapons, which are just not a thing in the new one, it's all a bit weird, because it's like, where did these sound guns come from? They were part of Paul's family, like, planet, I guess. So why couldn't...
Also, like, she just grabs the... Like, in the new one, she, you know, there's a fight and a conflict and, you know...
And somebody challenges leadership and...
Yeah. But in the old one, she just grabs the dude around the neck suddenly and he's like, oh my god, teach us your fighting ways. And I'm like, she just fucking grabbed you by surprise, mate.
Yeah, he just jump scared you.
Yeah, there's no... And then you know, Paul runs away. And in the new one, he's like running to get higher ground so he can shoot them. Cool. Yeah. I really liked that. Mm. In the old one, he runs up and hides behind a rock. And Zendaya is, you know, like, I would not have let you hurt them. And I'm like, how would he have hurt them? He's hiding behind a rock. What's he going to do?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Hurt their feelings with words, probably.
But hey, so...
you're ugly.
Oh. Oh. that is how the guns work.
Just by sound, true.
You say words into them and it does different things. At least they imply that by saying that, like, his name is a killing word.
Yep.
And it's like, what the fuck? And in, like, in the new one, they, like, in the new one, they name the mouse. And in the old one, they reveal that he picks that name. But that name is also to do with their moon. So it's like, watching both of these movies gives you way more context than just watching any one of them.
Yeah, yes it does.
Because I'm pretty sure in the old one, the sand mice aren't a thing.
I didn't see them, but I bet that was just like a cut for time thing.
Mm, probably.
I would be interested in seeing the probably awful 5-hour cut, because if all that montage shit was actually in it, it might be interesting.
Maybe. Like, at least as a... As a 2.5 and 2.5 hour, like, duology, I think that could be fine.
Yeah.
Like,
or even release it as a mini series.
Maybe. Or,
Stop adapting Dune.
Because everybody's adapted Dune. So we've already seen Dune, but done with something in particular in mind. Like, you want the grossness of the old movie and the dumb psychic powers turned up to 11, and hey, let's throw some aliens in there. That's Warhammer 40K. you want a political intrigue about a dad getting way more responsibility than he should have, ultimately dying for it, and his kids taking revenge? Watch Game of Thrones.
Yep.
We've seen this story, this setting, these characters 100 times already, because everybody loved Dune 100 years ago when it came out. So now we don't
copied it.
Now we don't need to see it. And
yeah.
If you agree with me, Sam.
I do mostly, yeah.
Then you're a fucking hypocrite who didn't like this point when I said it about Star Wars.
Correct, because Star Wars is amazing and you're
Boom!
A big dumb bald idiot.
Fuck you.
I said the same thing. But I already knew about Dune, Cal. That's why I knew Star Wars was the original.
So, right, yeah. Because you have to have a very high IQ to understand this shit.
Yeah, you have to have a very high IQ to understand Rick and Morty. like me. the thing is, I always understood what you meant. But, you know, Star Wars is something I had nostalgia for. A lot of people who don't watch Star Wars as kids don't really like it that much as adults. It's a true fact, and it's mostly because it's old. Like,
sure,
you know,
let's go with that.
Well, you know, multiple reasons, but it is because it's old, Cal. And a lot of people, you know, they like the new, like, you know, the prequels were my Star Wars movies. A whole generation's going to have the sequels as their favorite Star Wars movies. So it's all whatever. Everything builds on what came before, and enjoy what you want to enjoy about it.
In the case of Star Wars, it just gets worse. Like, it has a peak at, like, I think the you'll second find the movie Phantom, in the first trilogy.
You'll find The Phantom Menace was the best Star Wars movie, and then The Last Jedi is the next best Star Wars movie.
Oh, my God. Anyway, look, I don't know exactly how much more I have to say about Dune.
You have to say at least another 12 minutes. I'm going to just be quiet now, and you talk for 12 minutes.
Look, I'm intrigued enough that, like, if they made a TV series and it, or like,
just watch Foundation. I think it's much more interesting.
Maybe. Or if there was like an audiobook read by somebody who had a nice, like, really cool voice, or like was a celebrity
I'm sure Stephen Fry or someone's done one.
Look, get Josh Brolin to do it and I'm all about it.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Like, I might listen to Dune, but also, yeah, like, I'm getting my Dune fix everywhere. Like, this isn't offering me anything new anymore.
It felt like Game of Thrones in space. But, like, not in the, like, it's Game of Thrones in space, like, as a selling point. Like, it feels literally like Game of Thrones in space.
But also, without any of the characterization. Like, none of these characters interact in a way that's even remotely interesting.
I wonder if they should have made this a show. But again, Foundation's out now. They
absolutely should have made it as a show. And I don't know much about Foundation, but it's based on Isaac Asimov, yeah? So that's more about robots and shit?
Well, Foundation is actually a lot like Dune, set a long time. There are robots, but they're pretty not trusted because there was a robot war. It's not actually about robots. It's about basically downfall of civilization. I'm only a few episodes into it. I'm now waiting for the whole show to come out and then I'll binge it. It is really interesting.
Yeah, and fair enough. Like,
but I can't vouch for the whole show because I've only watched the first like 4 episodes. But
I hear that the book Foundation is particularly boring, and that if you want to get into that sort of thing, there's way better foundational text to read. That
I am sure there it is immensely boring. I don't read that kind of stuff personally. Give me a YA romance, man.
Look, I really am surprised at how much I am enjoying that sort of thing as I get older.
Mm.
Like, the concept that, like I was watching a review of the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy earlier today, and I'm like, yeah, I think that when they do dumb shit that's, like, super wholesome and cheesy, it's not for kids who don't understand the real nuances of human interaction. It's for the adults who just don't actually get to see the world in a sort of nice way anymore. Like,
yeah, often. Yeah.
And like, I don't know. As a kid, I was like, this is dumb. No one would be like that.
That is exactly why I love cheesy wholesomeness, man. That's what I'm all about at the moment.
So good,
and you know,
man.
It's been a rough couple of years, you know, due to that little...
Yeah, maybe it's at some
what was it? COVID? Whatever that thing was.
Omicron. It was called Omicron.
And it didn't finish until
2025.
Don't.
Anyway, I'm not at all excited to see the second one in this series.
Sure, yeah, whatevs.
I kind of feel like to have any sort of credit talking about sci-fi in general, you're supposed to have seen Dune, and that, or have read it, or experienced in some way, and that makes me go, fuck you, don't tell me what to do, I don't want to watch your shit!
Look, I did like it, but I'm not going to remember it in a week, because Spider-Man comes out.
Yeah.
And that's going to... Like, Spider-Man isn't even out yet, and it's already edging Dune out of my consciousness.
Totally. It's already the better Zendaya fucking vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost certainly. Yeah, so Dune was a movie about dunes.
Dune is a movie that we've all already seen. This was relatively pretty. Had a stellar cast.
Did you see it in cinemas?
I did not. I watched it in my home on my television.
I do think if you're going to watch it in a cinema. I know that sounds like a wank, but visually it's great and the music is fantastic.
Visually it's great. The music is fantastic. You're going to need piss breaks. Watch it at home so you can pause it.
The only other thing I probably should mention is, did you notice who did the music in the original one?
In the original one was Toto.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much.
I rode the worms down in Dune. Anyway.
That was not worth
terrible
it.
And off pitch. Yeah. Funny enough, I can't sing.
That's fine. But yeah, that like that's quite funny. And like at least when most bands try and do a sci-fi like concept album sort of thing, it's not actually linked to any particular property. They try and write the whole space opera themselves. And it goes to shit. At least Toto's will be remembered because it was that weird version of Dune where everything was way grosser than it needed to be.
Yep, exactly. And on that note, I have nothing more to say about Dune. What did you think of Dune? The audience?
The audience.
Tweet us at VideoShotPod.
Yeah, what's your favourite Dune-inspired thing?
And why is it Dune? I'm going to get no more specific than that.
God damn it. Why is it the TV miniseries that almost says definitely exists that we haven't even remotely researched into?
Oh, God. James is like, you should watch the miniseries. I'm like, James, I'm not watching the miniseries. I'm not going to do it. He's like, it's only three episodes. And I'm like, it's too much.
How long is each episode? Because it might be shorter than the new movie.
I was going to say, the new Beatles documentary is only a three-episode miniseries. And that goes for 10 fucking hours.
Jesus, fuck!
Have you not seen...
No?
Like, directed by Peter Jackson, so...
Oh, of course it's long then. That's all he does.
I know, but I do want to watch it. It looks really fascinating. I'm like, each part's a movie. They're like 3.5 hours, and I'm like, God.
That's not a movie. That's nearly a Snyder Cut.
It is nearly a Snyder Cut. They're all on Disney Plus, though, so that's pretty good.
And look... I like the Beatles, at least there's some of their catalogue that I've heard.
I think this is about their breakup. I'm not sure. Like their final album.
Yeah.
So I imagine...
So wait, it's only about that? It's not... They've got 10 hours and we're only covering a fraction of the Beatles' history?
Actually, I don't... I honestly don't know.
I would fucking hope that it covers more than just one thing that happened to them for 10 fucking hours of my life.
How long are the episodes of Dune?
I don't know.
This is just the really important details we need, otherwise this episode will be incomplete.
I mean, we're less than an hour, so that's fine.
Runtime, 265 minutes.
All right, divide that by 60. What are we at?
Hey Siri, 265 divided by 60. That's 4.4 hours.
Jeez, that's a Snyder Cut in a bit.
Yeah, and that's actually the standard cut. If you watch the director's cut, it's nearly 300 minutes.
Jesus, fuck!
Anyway, so that actually would be over 5 hours then.
Yeah, it would be. So maybe not?
No, not quite.
Look.
It would be just shy of 5 hours.
But that
anyway,
being
no,
said though, man,
no.
If they released this weekly and it was like Game of Thrones level, like...
Quality? Sure.
Political intrigue... I'd be down.
It's a Sci-Fi Channel original from the year 2000.
Look,
there's no way it's good, right?
I don't know, man. Because people are saying that this new one's good and the old one was bad, even though they're the same movie. But one's grosser and shorter.
Yeah, that's what's bad about it.
Like, the new one is beautiful and fucking long. Neither of them have any characters in them.
I think, Cal, what we should do is end this episode and never speak of it again.
Although, I'm down for that. Tweet us at VideoShotPod about literally
anything but
Dune. Anything but Dune. We're done.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Spider-Man? Ooh. And why is the answer yes?
Let's put... Disney,
tweet
I want the monkey with symbols back in front of me, please. There we go. Yay, Spider-Man.
Tweet us at VideoShotPod, which is your favourite Disney-sponsored Spider-Man?
What's your favourite fucking clapping monkey?
I would love
toy?
To know people's favourite Spider-Man movie. And why is it Into the Spider-Verse?
Dude, because there's enough now. It's like, it genuinely is hard to say.
It is hard to say. Maybe, just maybe, are we looking at a Spider-Man ranked episode?
Oh no, we can't. Or can we? We can't.
Oh, we could.
We shouldn't. Stop looking at me like that.
Oh, maybe Maybe after this new one. Maybe. Just God, maybe.
God damn. Well, because... Oh, fuck. Because like
could.
I've,
we could
I've
do it as watch- a Chris. That could be the Christmas special this year.
Dude,
we'll
so
play
many...
the we'll play the Spider-Man Christmas jingle bell song from Into the Spider-Verse.
God damn it!
No, that's a good idea, Cal.
So many Spider-Man adjacent things have been pouring into my life lately because of this new movie coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like in my brain, I'm like, am I going cold on Homecoming? I don't know. I think
you're
I might
not going
be...
cold on
I don't. I genuinely don't know, man. Because everything.
Think about
else...
that scene of the vulture in the car,
dude. I know
on
it's
on the way to the prom.
It's such. It is a genuinely good scene. I'm getting tired of saying it myself to other people that it's a good scene. Like I'm.
It might be the best villain working out of Peter Parker in any of the Spider-Man movies. Let me think. Because most of the. There's the dumb one in The Amazing Spider-Man where he, like, where Lizard's, like, he set up his camera and he's got property of Peter Parker written on it. And Lizard gets it and he's like,
God.
Parker. And then Spidey's hanging out with Gwen in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. That's how Green Goblin there figures it out. In the Raimi ones, I think nearly every time, like, Harry finds out because he... captures Spider-Man. Spider-Man reveals himself to Doc Ock to try and stop him. Green Goblin finds out because of the cut on his arm at Thanksgiving. Maybe that's the best one. It's that one or the Vulture one.
Dude, that's a pretty good one. And like, because that's the thing, man. None of these movies are particularly bad. You know, if you Sam Raimi's style.
Spider-Man 3 is the worst of that trilogy, but it's really like...
It's still good.
It is simultaneously dumber and more fun than you remember.
Yeah.
And Amazing Spider-Man 2 is also really dumb and really stupid. But I really like Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man and I like Emma Stone as Gwen Stacy. And that movie has some good moments in it. So I still think it's decent. It's probably got the best Spidey suit too.
I think we're just cannibalizing content for the next couple of episodes. So
100%. But I think, Cal, we're not going to run out of any Spider-Man things to talk about
anytime
soon.
We'll just say the same thing over and over again like we always do. It'll be fine.
We have already done a Spider-Man episode too. Maybe I'll listen to that tonight while falling asleep.
Dude, maybe. But anyway, tweet us at Video Shop Pod. We'll catch you. What are we doing next week? Is it Spider-Man?
It is Spider-Man, man.
Oh, fuck
Spider-Man's
yeah.
out on
Spider-Man. Fuck
that's dude. What I was saying. Spider-Man's out on Thursday, Cal.
Sam, I just had a great idea. Let's do Spider-Man next week. And
I
fuck
will...
tweets about Dune. We'll just talk about Spider-Man
just
instead.
Tweet us about Spider-Man.
Shop pod on.
Yep, wait till you've seen it. Opening night on Thursday, which I assume you're all going to see. And tweet us about Spider-Man.
Absolutely.
What's Dune?
I've never heard of it.
On a final note, this is just the beginning. Did you...
Oh,
you don't remember the final line
that's how the
of
fucking
Dune
movie
Part 1? I was going to say, I didn't quote it fully. The full line was, this is just the beginning of the Dune. And
Dune will return in
Dune
2.
Dune will
2.
Return in Dune 2.
No, in Dunes.
In No. It's the Dune.
The Dune.
Yeah.
Dune kills?
Oh, why'd you remind me of Halloween Kills?
I'm
going. I'm leaving.